This is CliffCentral.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to this exciting edition of O'Neill on Cliff Central. A special edition, I must add. We're coming to you live from the iStore. And that's because today we're launching our brand new baby, our application, which we have been talking about in the past week. So I'm assuming everybody is actually listening in from their application as we speak. If we haven't, please make sure that you download it and have fun with all of us. I'm hanging out with my boy Junior, as always. What's up, Junior?
Yeah, man.
You good?
I'm standing, man.
How are you loving this setup? Are you loving this setup?
Oh, it's a great setup, man.
You know, I hate the weather, though. I have to say, I hate the weather.
Sorry, man. You know.
So, are you able to play something for us?
Not yet, man.
Not yet.
Yeah,
okay.
Soon.
We've got a crazy lineup. We've got amazing guests who will be joining us here to help us launch the application. And, of course, the usual performances will take place as we always do, man. In fact, the first guest I'm going to introduce on the show right now is Rory Sang of Musette.
You know? What's up? How are you doing? I'm good.
You're good?
I'm easy.
This is a special day for us.
It's so cool.
I'm a fan, by the way. Like, it's an honor working, with Rory.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Listen, when Junior is a fan, Junior is a fan.
I'm so intimidated by him and his setup. He just
Why intimidated?
Like, Ish, you know, people who can do that, I admire.
By the time we're done with all of this, you'd be, you would have had fun.
Okay, definitely. Let's do it.
We try and have fun as much as possible. Now, the rest of the team is not here.
Yeah, everybody, those guys, if they're listening, acting out like rock stars. Well, they're in Botswana.
Okay, what's happening?
They musically direct for Kuli China.
Oh, nice.
So he's busy on an African tour. And because
That's interesting, because I'm performing alongside Kuli China tonight in Botswana.
Are you serious? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm
going. Please holler at them when you see them and be like...
You can hop on and you can go again.
Maybe I should go with you.
You know what I'm saying? Well, listen, so you're here to represent them.
Yeah.
First and foremost, I'd like to get the annoying questions out of the way.
Cool.
Let's talk about this... Well, a couple of weeks ago, there were rumors flying around that you guys had broken up.
Yeah.
Please just clear the air for us.
How do I clear the air? Look, it's a bit of a... I think when most people hear that a band is split, the assumption is no more music, it's over. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But two members of the five of us left.
Okay.
So you have three members that are left within Musart, which are actually the three founding members of Musart, which is myself, Tazzy, as well as Victory.
Okay.
So the three of us are still there. How it happened is we started out making music, and when we started performing, we needed just to add more people. So the two have left on. I think they now call themselves Smiley Freaks.
Okay.
And they're out there doing their own thing. They just dropped a single. Apparently it's quite hard, so I'm looking forward to hearing.
They call themselves Smiley Freaks.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're a duo. I don't think it's a band. It's a duo.
Okay.
It's a duo, yeah. Smiley Freaks. But Musart is still there. In terms of the music, we're dropping an album in October, so... Pretty much everything is normal.
And we're looking forward to that single, man. We've been hearing about the single.
Next week.
Sound-wise, what does it sound like?
It's very nostalgic.
Okay.
I think it will give you sort of the vibes. I don't know if you guys remember, what's this, Will Smith. Well, he called himself Fresh Prince then. And DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Yeah,
they had
Fresh
a song
Prince,
track,
yeah.
Exactly. They had a track called Summertime.
Yes,
it's on that vibe, you know.
I see.
Think even the content of the song is, we're talking about songs that we used to listen to growing up. So from we come from a very wide spectrum of music. So from your Nina Simone's to your Fela Kuti's,
it's
to
very
your
clear when I listen to your music.
You could tell that we're pretty much old souls. But again, we just bounce back to South African Kwaito, which is a big season. In South Africa. So it's actually quite a fun song. I can't wait for you guys to hear it.
All right. If you just join us, we're hanging out with Rory Sang of Musart, and she's the only one representing the group at the moment because they're out performing. And once again, we're coming at you live from the iStore. That's because we are actually launching our application. I have to complain first and foremost before we go any further. Just because I'm from Botswana, they put biltong here. What a stereotype.
But
seriously,
there's other stuff. There's nuts, there's
sweets,
wine gums, most of the things.
Oh, there's nuts as well?
I ain't even trying to repeat that. There's biltong.
I didn't see the nuts, Rory.
There's biltong and sweets.
Okay, the stereotype is killing me. Like, honestly, they could have put anything, any animal, but they had to put a cow here.
Sorry.
Gina, you good?
Man,
Duncan, are you good?
Proper.
Okay, cool stuff. Let's just take some music. As a matter of fact, you did mention that the rest of your band there do some work with Kulichana.
Yeah.
Kulichana has a brand new single with Pata Ranking. It's called No Lie.
Dope
Let's
song.
Take the song. And we're coming back shortly. Don't go anywhere.
I'm in your girls in Durban. Some are local, some are urban. Big up me girls in Cape Town, Joburg, girls, I swear to me run town.
It's a brand new one from Kulichana featuring a Nigerian superstar Pata Ranking. The song is called No Lie. We're still coming at you live from the Ice Store. I'm here hanging out with Rory of Newzat. Now, let me just quickly paint a picture of what's happening here. I see there are a couple of people who've obviously joined us here for the launch, and they're here. They're just milling around, looking around, you know, ensuring that. You know, obviously trying to download the app as well to see how well it works. Let me just quickly ask you, have you had the time to do it, Junior, to download the app?
Yo, to be honest, man,
you
just
suck.
Being crazy.
Don't even, you suck. Don't even.
I'm loading.
Please, are you loading the app
I'm
as
loading.
We speak? It's the coolest thing. I had the greatest time of my life the other day after I downloaded the application. It is so easy to use it. It makes life so easy.
Yeah.
So it truly is. And I've also had the opportunity to speak to some of my friends who've actually, who are doing the same thing. They did and they're like, dude, you know what? This is it.
Wow. Yeah.
So Junior, if you haven't experienced it, make sure that by the time we leave this place, you have experienced
it. Yeah, I'll get it, man. You know, as soon as I get home.
Okay, cool chilling. Stuff.
Yep,
Rory,
Donald.
Yeah.
Music-wise, what is your role in the group?
Music-wise, I'm the mommy.
Oh, the
well, being the only girl, sometimes I'm the scribe in meetings. I'm the one who keeps time, makes sure everybody's up. But on a more musical level, I'm the lead vocalist as well as songwriter within the band.
How do you ensure that you stay sane?
I stay sane.
Yeah.
What would make me go insane?
I mean,
it's hectic. I think
dealing with different personalities and, you know, being creatives.
Yeah. I think as much as we're different creatives and we're obviously coming together to put something together, which is music, I think there's a genuine mutual respect for one another and what we bring to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think in a space like that, creativity flourishes, you know.
Yeah.
When you're surrounded by people who respect what you bring to the table, who want you to bring something to the table. It becomes an interesting space for creativity. So I think, I mean, we obviously, you've got three creatives coming together. We do have different opinions here and there. I mean, we're not going to run away from that. But because there's that mutual respect, you know, we trust each other. And we trust that we all are looking out for the best interest of the band. And I guess that just makes us relax. Yeah, there's no tension. It's a great environment, actually.
Are you looking to replace the members that left?
Not at all, sir. Not at all. Like I said when I started off, that the band actually started with the three of us. I just met these guys and they asked me to jump on a song and we started making more songs. And one of famous personalities or TV personalities asked us to come and perform at her gig, and we asked them to come in session.
Yeah.
And everybody just assumed we're a band. And 3 months later, Soul Candy was knocking on the door. So we felt it made sense for all five of us to go. But in terms of the making of the music process, the writing, from production to... and we're so blessed because within the band, we've got two producers and one sound engineer. Mm-hmm. So we kind of make everything ourselves, whereas other artists would... I'm produced by Zbanzbani, and this one produced my song, and that one. Everything is done within... which is a beautiful thing. So I don't think there's actually need at this present moment to be looking for to fill up. I think for big performances like festivals, I mean, we did Bushfire. You can't do Bushfire with just three of you. You need that drum kick. You need extra instruments. And we'll definitely jump on some session artists. But in terms of the official band members, I think three is good.
Okay. All right. If you just joined us, we are talking Newzat and what they are up to. So this, you've got a new single.
Yeah.
That's coming up.
Yeah.
You've already described to us what the sound is. This seen across the album?
I could say so, but I think because this is our second album, so this single is going to come off the new album. Mm. I think it's obviously going to bring in a different flavor, a different feel to it. But I think sound-wise, we're still Muzart. We're still old-school funk, groove, you know, your trumpets, your horns, your guitars, Moog. We're still on that tip.
Take me through the creative process.
Yeah.
You have an idea for a song. Where does it begin?
Junior!
He's back.
He's here.
Welcome, Junior.
What's up?
Thanks, mate.
I think the music process, like I said, we've got two producers.
Yeah.
So they'll go mess around, really, and just be like, ah, this is what I'm thinking about, this is what I'm listening to. And I think the beautiful thing that we do is we share music. So I'll be like, yo, did you cop this new foreign exchange? You know, Robert Glass was out, yo, you know, Black Radio, and we'll pass it around each other. So you could find that in a time we're kind of listening to the same thing and we're all picking up the same things. So when they mess around in studio making beats and they just, you know, I'll get like a WhatsApp with a song and a beat and be like, see what you could do with this.
Yeah.
And I obviously have time to mess around with it. And if it goes, it goes. And if it doesn't, I mean, we've got lots of songs that we were like, yeah, nah, they're not ready for this.
Aye.
And it's about us. We're not really taking in consideration the audience. But obviously, if you're a musician, it's a lot about you, but you have to take in consideration everybody. So I think the musical process of it, there's no set way of doing it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we're just hanging. I remember a lot of our songs come on the road when we're just hanging out. We'll be just be like, yeah, that sounds nice. What did you just sing now? What did you just do? Imagine if you put this, you know, it would sound dope with Rhodes, or it would sound dope with this, or like, imagine the synths over that. And really, that's how we make our music. It's not,
nice
I can't say there's a formula.
Speaking of making music, that's what this show is about.
Yeah.
We try and make as much music on the spot as possible.
Oh, geez.
So, yeah, we've got Junior on keys. Junior, welcome once again.
Yeah, man, thanks.
He's going to play something.
Okay.
You thought that sounded familiar.
It did. Why? Kinda, sorta.
Okay. So I suppose it's something that works for you then.
Cool.
All right. So if I were to ask you to just express yourself over that, over those keys, what would it sound like? Junior?
It'll probably, let's hear it.
Okay. Are we good, Junior?
Not yet, man. Okay.
Duncan, why are you sabotaging me, Chief? What is this? First it was the biltong.
And now it's the sound.
Yeah, now it's you pulling cables.
Absolutely horrible.
Alright, so there we go.
Yeah.
Gina is back. So if I were to ask you to just express yourself on behalf of the band.
Oh Lord.
Where are you right now emotionally?
This is where I be. Here comes the rhythm and blues. Here comes the jazzy tunes. Here comes the soulful jokes, all on board and let's groove. Here comes the rhythm and blues, here comes the jazzy tunes. Here comes the soulful jokes, all on board and let's groove. Kabob what's anything wrong, I'm infatuated with the music. Kabob what's anything wrong, cause I'm obsessed with the music. Kabob what's anything wrong, cause I'm in love with the music. Kabob what's if you won't speak, hold your peace. I gotta confess, I love the jukebox. Anything wrong, I'm infatuated with the music. Anything wrong, cause I'm in love with the music. Anything wrong, cause I'm obsessed with the music. If you won't speak, hold your peace. I gotta confess, I love the jukebox. Yeah, I hope that.
Nice.
So you guys are just putting me on the spot.
It comes easy for you. Sounds like it comes easy. Do you ever have bad days?
Yes.
When last did you have a bad day?
I sometimes hate studio.
Because
you sing so much and you're exhausted and you have a long day in studio. And by the time you're like singing the last songs, you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. And your voice starts caving in. But I think if in a live setup, I mean, even if you're having a bad day, the minute you get out on stage, you kind of forget about it. Do what you gotta do.
Alright, we're coming back with more of these live performances, more guests coming up. Here's another proudly South African song, and it's huge, blowing up at the moment. I'm sure you recognize it.
I know we hooked up a week ago, girl. fanya lobola already. Chelo malumele stated because I'm stupidly in love. Because I'm stupidly in love with you.
So there you have it, man. It's called A Week Ago. This is Aaron Wolf. I understand he just bagged himself a super deal with one of the mobile networks. It looks like hip-hop is really starting to break new ground.
Yeah, I feel like I'm in the wrong genre. Huh?
But with what you guys do, I mean, it's you have this freedom to just switch between genres.
Definitely. I think it is. Actually, speaking about that, I think... maybe I mustn't say. But I in the new album, I think there's two songs where we do rap,
yeah.
Which I think a lot of people don't know. But it's stuff that, I mean, if you're into music and you're a hip-hop head, you know when we were kids, we all thought at some point we could rap,
yeah.
Or we could do poetry. So we got a song where we were messing around with that, like pulling out some of our old stuff that we used to write.
Okay.
It's a very personal album. I think once it comes out, people will hear. It's very us. I don't know how best to put it.
Okay. I want to quickly test you.
Yeah.
Have you been paying attention to what's happening in the news internationally?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Now, there's obviously the migrant situation which is happening. And one of the gripping things that I came across was, which I'm sure a lot of people have expressed themselves about this, an image of a little boy who was face down. A very tragic situation. I just found out that he got buried in Syria. I believe he was buried in Syria alongside his mother.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, so there was some kind of ceremony that was held, which is a very sad situation if you're following what's happening. But what I want to do is,
yeah,
I want you to play something. And I want you, I'm going to give you a word. After I give you this word, mm-hmm. you have to create a melody out of it. Progress from there, create a song out of that. Mm-hmm. Are we good?
I don't know.
cool. I'm sure you'll figure it out as we go along.
I hope so. Oh, Lord.
If you're wondering, it's Rory of Muzet, and we're just putting it through the first challenge of the day.
They didn't tell me this was going to happen, just by the way.
Listen, you're lucky because I just gave you background.
Really?
I hardly ever give people background.
Jeez, thank
you. It's usually just the word. Okay, cool. So, peace is your word.
Cool.
Yeah. Junior?
We asking for peace. Can you hear us out there? We asking for peace. Can you hear us out there? The world is filled with things that we can't even change. The world is full of hate that we can't even fight. All we are doing is asking for peace. All we are doing is asking for
doing. Oh my God.
What did you mean?
I hope the boys that are listening probably like, what was that?
It sounded so good. But I think it's because you are such a perfectionist. You feel like you're not doing a good job. But that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing. We've got yet another guest joining us in the studio. We've got Nomsa Mazwai.
Nomi Superstar.
How you doing?
Firstly,
I think we need to take some pictures and then post them because I want people to see what you look like. Tell me about that. What is that?
I can't hear myself, but I hope you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Basically, when I was living in the Eastern Cape, I was living in a village in Hamburg. And, you know, I thought I knew, like, what culture makeup looks like. I thought I knew it all. And when I got to that village, staying there, the women would just do, like, paint over their eyes. I never did a stripe. That was like a little bit of chic that I added. But they did it, like, over their eyes, and I thought it was so beautiful. So I kind of took it, and I'd already shot a video where I'd done face paints that are similar to this, so I thought it would be like a nice theme to run with. So a bit of Xhosa makeup. I know there's a lot more other meanings, but for me, that's what it is. So
I like that. She's just clearing it up.
You clearly come from just the entire family a Sing.
Yes.
It's clearly, like, I don't get this. Like, what happens? You guys just all wake up in the morning and start singing?
Well, I'm not sure what my sisters do because we don't live together anymore. But I've always grown up in music, around music. My aunts in choirs. My parents, I don't think my parents can sing. Like, my mother and my father, I don't think they can sing. But I know my mother's sisters all are in choirs, and my father's brothers are all in church choirs. So it's kind of, it's like a latent gene, but it came out in all the kids.
Are you guys competitive?
Are we competitive? No. Yeah.
You're not?
No. I am very competitive.
Okay.
But I don't compete at home.
Why?
There's no need. We are all good at different things. Thandiswa is good at being a superstar.
Okay.
South Africa decided that. Tsiki is a poet and she's also a singer. I'm a poet, I'm a writer, I'm an academic. So I think I like to have a diverse life. And no, we don't compete with each other. There's no need.
All right, now you've got a brand new, I've got a couple of singles from you.
Yes.
Let's talk about the sound before we even play the music.
Okay.
What is your music?
So I worked with a producer called 37 Miles Per Hour, and the music is, and also some of the songs that I gave you, Butterflies, is something that I put together myself. But the music is a blend between drum and bass, Afro pop, Afro jazz. So it's like a blend of all the sounds I've been listening to growing up. I mean, I grew up listening to Letambulu, David Bowie, Sade, Daft Punk, Simon and Garfunkel. So I have like a blend of like nice music that I listen to, and you can hear it in the things that I sing about and how I choose to progress lyrically and melodically.
Okay, now I'm not too sure. We have Ngwe here. Why do we have Ngwe here?
Ngwe is a...
It's Thandiswa's song.
No, it's mine.
Is it yours?
Yes. We have... No, Thandiswa's a song called Ngwe. We're Kulu the song.
Oh, yeah.
I have a song called Ngwe.
So who did what first?
I did it first. Okay. I did it first. I always do it first. She likes to say that I always copy her, but she copies me. I was in, like, my dad's imagination when she was born. And I was like, be like this.
I love her energy.
That's absolutely amazing. It's an interesting theory.
When we come back, we're actually going to put that energy to a test.
Okay.
All right, cool. So let's take this song here and hear what it's about. This isn't Ngwe, the one that was done first.
This one was done first.
All right, cool. interesting sound. What was the inspiration here?
Okay, so at the time I was dating this guy, and he just kept telling me, like, you know, that this is real, and I couldn't believe him, you know. Yeah. No, sometimes you've had different experiences, and you don't trust love. And he just kept convincing, he just kept saying, I'm the real thing, I'm the thing. And then one day I was just like, who am I not to believe what you say when you say it's true? So that's what I was saying, you know, and it isn't going. So it's nice when you get there.
Where is this guy now?
In the Eastern Cape.
What is he doing there?
Living life while I live mine.
Okay, maybe I should rephrase
it. Was nice.
That.
It was nice, though.
There?
It was nice. It was nice. It was nice. Look, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. We're still friends, you know? But it is pretty much over. I have traveled.
I see. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're going to go through your first test now.
Okay, cool.
Junior is playing. And you're just going to lay some vocals over that.
What's he going to play?
Anything.
Whatever he plays?
Yes.
Okay.
So express yourself right now. If you were to talk to that guy about what you once shared with him.
Okay, but I've got to do something completely different to Ngwe, clearly.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Junior,
what would I say to him?
Play something else other than...
Play something else.
Yeah. Let's challenge
him. Give me a... Push me.
Okay. So... So we're talking to this guy. What's his name? Alright, cool, fine. Let's just tell him. So, if you were to speak to him about what you once shared, how would it sound like?
It was so sweet.
You're still in love with him.
It was so wonderful. You were so caring. You were even more than I thought. But these things have to come to an end. But these things have to come to an end. It doesn't mean it's ending painfully. It doesn't mean I'm closing the door. You were so sweet. You were so wonderful. You were everything, but we had to go our separate ways. You were so sweet. You were so wonderful, but we had to go our separate ways. I had to leave you behind, but there was nothing wrong with our love, babe. But there was nothing wrong with our love, babe. I don't know. That's it, you know. He was a nice guy. Something's gotta end. You know what I mean?
Actually, let me tell you something.
He treated me
right. It sounds like he still has a chance.
Oh, no, he knows.
No, listening to that, it sounds like he still
he
has
knows.
A chance with you.
He knows. Sometimes he even calls me and I go, you need a bit of nana, baby. Come move, man. Who's a Gaudin? Hi, bo, man. Yes, my lendo, yetu. I can't pay. It's just that he's not here in the Eastern Cape, you know. And I don't want to live in the Eastern Cape. I want to live in Joburg.
Okay.
Or Cape Town. Or New York. Or London.
All right.
So, as you know, that's how it is.
Now that I have two beautiful ladies in the studio, the challenge is for the both of you.
Okay.
Okay.
We are going to create a new song.
Wow.
Right here on the spot. Gina, are you ready? Gina is going to play some keys. One of you will either come up with a hook and it will progress from there.
Okay.
Are we good? This time around, don't worry. I won't lead the way. You decide what the hook is and what the word is, what the subject matter is.
Okay.
All right.
Is he giving us something up tempo?
You can choose as well.
Okay.
Let him know if you think it's too slow for you. Let him know. It's WOC, baby, and we're coming at you live from the iStore.
It would be nice if you played a constant progression so that in my head I can think for
yeah
for like things beyond, yeah,
okay, cool. we'll communicate
play,
with them.
If you play something and you loop it,
just loop.
Yeah, bon. Then I can play and say, okay. Ihamba so leba.
I can, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Rehearsal.
So ngeng understand ukuthi iya kuplayba ke laba.
Okay.
Like I'm feeling you, can you feel it grow? Can you feel the love the way I'm feeling you? Can you feel it grow? Can you feel the love like I'm feeling you? Can you feel it grow? Can you feel it grow? Can you feel the love like I'm feeling you? Can you feel it grow? Oh,
I'm feeling you like you feeling me. Yes, I'm feeling you. Hey, I'm feeling you like you feeling me. I'm feeling you. I'm feeling you. Are you feeling me? Like I'm feeling you.
Hello, Tombazana. Kunjani na kuwe. Kutala difunu cheta nawe. Unjetio yika. Wo matati a. Bupilo bukoti. Nganda nabo bendi tala tala. Mnadifuna wena wedwa. Nganda nabo bendi tala tala. Mnadifuna wena wedwa. Coco, hello. Fala Sandra. Fala Tango. Tala tiku mele. Tati ndo yako. Tata Sandra. Tata Gonge. That's a little Ringo Madlinga, Uzi.
Middle of it. I was too dope.
Absolutely amazing. Unrehearsed.
Definitely unrehearsed.
Radio, now uncomplicated because you can actually use or listen to us. Using the application. You love the song, don't you?
I thought you would know it. That's why I picked it.
Nice.
I was like, I wanted to come in.
No, I was like,
no, we have to get another classic
Rory
that we
in the
know.
Studio. And Nomsa Mazwai, who's hanging
out. Nomi Superstar, baby.
Nomi Superstar.
Nomi Superstar.
So you like what she did to her eyes?
I'm about to do it.
So what did you use for that, though?
It's not even about liking. I'm about to.
Is that flour, baking flour?
Deep in the forests of the Eastern Cape, in the caves by Port St. John's, deep inside, there are mountains and there is a rock there.
Mm.
This rock cannot be found anywhere else. It is mined by the people. Then it is ground till it's a powder. Then I mix this powder with some water.
Wow.
And then, you know,
magic.
I put it on. And I let the spirits take me.
Magic.
Or if I've been in Joburg for too long, I'll step into a CNA.
Okay, let's take butterflies. We're coming back. It's 00C. Duncan, you ready for us? Remember, you can hit me up on my Twitter. It's O'Neill Africa. I'll be reading through those comments you may have about Rory and dear madam here, who happens to be a traditional doctor. as of the last 5 seconds.
Is it?
What was that thing you were doing?
Like, me? I'm listening to hear which one of us the are you referring
I'm
to?
Like, I'm like, traditional no, doctor.
No, I was just a sound effect
she's
girl.
She's breaking down rocks into powder and...
Yeah.
Yeah, I was taking you to a special place on a journey.
Musical journey.
On okay. a journey to knowing Nomi Superstar, understanding, you know, okay, where this thing is coming from.
Let's take Butterflies. When we get back, we're
going
to talk about...
This is Ngwe.
No, man, I don't want Ngwe.
You want Butterflies. There we go.
Yes. This is Butterflies.
This is Butterflies.
We're going to talk about the album when we come back.
Thank you.
They flutter inside me, and still you don't see.
And you just sing.
I do. But I do have bad days. Many recently, because I don't have, you know, Mr. Lover.
Oh, wow. You see where we're going?
And it's so cold today.
You see where we're
and
going?
And it's so cold today.
I told you. She's thinking about him.
Aish.
Why don't you just take him back?
Eastern Cape, guys.
Because he's in the Eastern Cape.
He needs
even
to
if
move.
Even if I did take him back, he wouldn't solve the rainy issue. Days in Joburg.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
He wouldn't solve... Rainy nights in Joburg.
Right? Can you play that? Okay. All right, cool. Now, let's talk about the album. What do you call the album?
Nomi Superstar.
All right.
Self-titled.
Who so did you work people, with on the album?
So, I wrote all my own songs. I wrote all the songs and the melodies. And then I worked with 37 Miles Per Hour. He produced the tracks. He came with the beats. And then for Butterflies, actually, that was a song I used to listen to the Beatles, And I don't know if you know that song, Blackbird.
Yeah.
So I really love that Blackbird song. And then I just started thinking about Butterflies, and the chord progression is very similar to Blackbird. So I wrote that one myself, obviously influenced by the Beatles. But yeah, I worked 37 miles per hour, worked with Apiwe Bubu, track, and then I've got three bonus tracks. I did Traveler with Black Coffee, and then I've got two new tracks which are coming off my next album, First Contact.
Absolutely amazing stuff. Is it available anywhere? Where is it available?
So it's available at all of my shows. So wherever I'm performing, there's CDs for sale. It's available on iTunes, Nomi Superstar or Nam Samazwai. You search both names, you'll find me. You can get it on Deezer, you can get it on Amazon. So any online music sale platform, I'm on there. But otherwise, it's at my shows.
How do you show that, and this goes out to the both of you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you show that you stay afloat and you stay ahead of the pack, especially given you know, with the advent of social media, everybody is finding their own space.
Yeah.
And it's easy to get lost in the midst of the rubbish, you know.
Yeah.
All that noise that's out there. How do you ensure that you distinguish yourself from the rest?
I think for me, the most important thing is to always remember why you got into something. I think when I decided to go into music and really take it as a full-time thing, it wasn't our choice. It wasn't the music. I mean, it wasn't the followers on Twitter or Instagram. It was just me. It was a decision I made by myself about something I really loved. And I think sometimes we get clouded by everything that's happening around us. So always just remember why you started it. And then the second thing is, I think for me, and I'm sure you'll agree with me, and it's going to sound a bit weird and probably off the cuff here, is I think to stay above or to stay afloat, listen to good music.
Mm-hmm.
I think people take that for granted. There's a lot of stuff out there, if I could put it like that. There's a lot of people putting out just for the sake of having a hit or for the sake of having a single, and it becomes a trend. Now the trend is for people not to make good music, not to invest, not to sit down with a fully packaged album that has a concept that you can hear the story she's telling. You understand what I mean? People don't do that anymore. It's just a lot of singles just put together and now let's sell. Listen to good music. If you really are into this industry and you want to stay on top, make sure that your mentors, in inverted commas, are people who are giving you real sound and quality stuff to continue inspiring you to do the same. I don't know if I'm making...
I think I would definitely agree with all of that. And all I would want to add is, and I just do me, boo-boo.
Yeah, actually.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't like it, you don't like it. At the end of the day, yeah. I'm going to keep on performing. I'm going to keep doing my thing. And, you
That's
know,
freedom
people
right there.
That...
Yeah.
People that... And it takes time, you know. It takes... It's hard lessons that you learn, you know.
Mm.
Tough lessons that you learn. But recently, really, this year... for myself, I just do me every day. You like it, you don't like it, whatever. Like, I'm just doing
the track.
I'm just doing myself.
Yeah.
And I produce quality. I never compromise on what I give people. And you know, you can go watch shows and not have a great time, or you can come into a Nomi Superstar show and have the time of your life.
Boom.
All right. Boom. Now, before we let you go, Rory,
yeah,
we're gonna make some more music.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Junior.
We thought we were done.
We're never done.
We're gonna embrace
not around
you guys.
Yet.
This is a full set.
Can we just challenge them a bit?
Go, man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
As always, Junior is on keys. We have Nomi Superstar. We have Rory of Muset.
Yeah. You go first this time, Rory.
Okay, cool.
You decide on what the direction of the song is.
She kind of decided last time I was eavesdropping.
Oh yeah, actually, not that. But you built it. Let me hear. Ish. Is that our cycle? Let me hear again.
You could have been the one.
have been the one, but you chose to stay. You could have been the one, you could have been the one, but you chose to stay, but you chose to stay. You
familiar.
You are in my dreams, the soul in the air that I breathe.
Come on.
I love that song. Yes, sir. Okay. It set the tone for South Africa.
Okay, cool. Let's go.
For house music.
You are in Boopy.
Are those the words?
The soul in the air that I breathe. The light in the dark.
Wrong.
You are in my dream.
Create your own words.
The soul in the air that I breathe.
My sister tried to teach it to me.
And you are my destiny.
Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
Carried away there. Shout out to Junior. Well, did you want it more local than that?
I can feel the magic.
Okay, pay attention to what he's doing.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait. What are you taking?
I'm going to sing another version, like a little bit changed, and then you can come in. I don't mind. Awesome. It's a little bit different.
Oh, let me start with
the... Okay.
You don't come around.
Hey.
To see me in the wake. You don't have a chance to call me on the phone. You don't come around to see me in the week. You don't have a chance to call me on the phone. But Friday night, I know I must be ready for you, just a lady for you.
Hey. Another lonely night on my own again. Oh, I long for your love. I need your touch. Yes, I do. You don't come around. Woo. See me in the way. How dare you? You don't have the chance to call me on the phone. But Friday night, yes, I know I must be waiting for you, just be ready for you. Friday night, yes, I know I must be waiting for you, just be ready for you.
I'm your weekend special. I'm your weekend special.
I'm your weekend
special. I'm your weekend. Weekend special.
I'm no weekend.
That is
a weekend special.
That is a.
I'm no weekend.
That is a
weekend special.
That is a.
I'm no weekend.
That is a
weekend special.
That is a.
I'm no weekend.
That is a
weekend special. Hey.
You don't love me no more. You don't love me no more. You don't love me no more. Hey, yeah. You don't love me no more. You don't love me no more. You don't love me no more. Hey, yeah, hey. Oh, I'm your weekend special. I'm your weekend special. I'm your weekend special. I'm your weekend
special. Yeah, that's
nice.
It just cut.
So how did that feel?
Felt nice. Ah, Brenda. Forever.
I love my bro.
She will forever and forever be just that amazing soul.
Before you leave us here,
so
what are you up to?
Personally or with the band?
Personally.
Personally, I'm in a band named Musart. We're working on an album. Apart from that, I'm still doing, I'm a content producer, so I'm still working on that television broadcasting and a little bit of presenting here and there. I'm probably coming back to mainstream very, very soon.
Okay.
Unfortunately, contracts were not allowed to say too much. But, yeah, we'll be on your tellies pretty soon.
Are we just going to see you performing with the band going forward? Are we going to see any solo performance at any point?
No, not solo at this present moment in time. I think for me, my musical journey is within Musart.
Nice.
It's not outside of it. I think I have enough room on other platforms to do myself by myself.
Okay.
You know, I've got TV, I've got producing, I've got other stuff that allow me to sort of have my space. I think when it comes to music, for right now, I don't see it anything outside of Musart at this present moment in time.
And of course, you guys are working on the brand new project. We can't wait to hear that.
Next week, I want to personally bring it through to you guys so you can play it. Definitely.
Thank you very much for being
Thank
a good
you.
Sport. Listen. Have some of my nuts before you leave.
I don't want your nuts. I'll have the licorice, though.
Everybody wants my nuts.
I don't know about that.
Everybody's been having my nuts here.
I don't know about that.
Okay. Well, listen, thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having me. You're
And
awesome.
Here's Musart. This is Oh Yeah, a song that I'm sure much of you are familiar with. We're coming back.
Yeah, yeah. Purse ain't got no money.
No money.
All right, so remember, we're still coming at you live from the iStore. That's because today we're celebrating the birth of our brand new app. If you haven't got it yet, you should be listening in using the application. Everybody's talking about how easy it is. A big shout out once again going out to Rory, who just hung out with us. She just left, and we just played you a song from Musat, a song called Oh Yeah. Big song, right?
Yes, yes.
All right, now, cool. So we can.
Rory, that song is so hot. I hope you can hear me. Yeah.
She's still signing autographs. Okay, we continue with the show. We still have Nomi Superstar, who will be, she's got tons of energy for all of us. Now, joining us right now is Moonchild. Dance Like a Girl is the name of the song. This is Moonchild, and we're hanging out with Moonchild in the studio. I love the hairstyle.
Thank you. The Moon Mop.
It's called what?
The Moon Mop.
How long did it take to actually do that?
I change it every 6 weeks, so it takes me, like, I just dedicated day to it, because I do it myself, so.
Oh, so you do it yourself?
Mm.
Jeez, man.
So I dedicate like a day, and then, yeah. But it's not the whole day, though. It's, like, pretty chilled.
Okay, cool stuff. Well, listen, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We are happy to have you here. Awesome. Now, who's Moonchild?
Moonchild is a musician who hails from Port Elizabeth. Spent 6 years doing fashion and music in Durban, and then moved to Joburg 4 years ago. And I do future ghetto funk, which is my genre, and I've got teal colored hair.
Future ghetto funk?
Yes.
Explain that.
Basically, my influences are hip-hop, jazz, and Kwaito. I grew up with a jazz mother, in a hip-hop producing studio, and on weekends I was always at my grandmother's house where they played, they danced to Kwaito. So those were my major influences. I didn't really have a choice. So it totally comes out in the music. It's not either or, it's just like my combination which has come up into that.
Now, I just played one of your songs. Do you have albums? Do you have... Uh-huh. Where do we find your music?
You can find me on iTunes. My album is there. You can find me on Deezer. You can find me on takealot.com. You can find me... I'm online. So if you just Google Moonchild SA, you're going to get so many links to even websites I don't know of. But like, yeah, I'm available on iTunes mainly.
Tell me some of the notes about names you've worked with.
Some of them?
Any major names you've worked with in the business?
Do you know Matthew Fink?
Yes.
I've worked with him on... He's done the mastering of the album, and I did one of the songs called Don't Believe the Hype with him. I've got another one. Who else? Oh, I worked with Toya, excuse me, on a song called Twitter. It's in the album. I worked with Tsepang Ramoba. He's the drummer from Black Jacks. He's produced like 80% of the album. And who else? DJ Maramza. I've also worked with him when we did the Cut the Cake song. So, yeah, those are the people I've worked with so far. I've worked with Uhuru recently. Yeah.
What is your idea of the industry at the moment? When you look at the industry where it is, what is your honest opinion of the industry?
I feel like those for especially for people that just watch TV and are not even in Joburg, they are being sold something that is not a reality, because no one really knows the struggles. They only see the red carpet and they see the glitz, the glamour, and therefore someone wants to be famous and doesn't know the work that goes into it for you to make money and that fame go with it. So that's why I've got a song called Don't Believe the Hype.
Don't Believe the Hype.
Yes. It's definitely about the industry.
Okay, now, in terms of your vision for yourself as an artist, mm-hmm. Where would you like to take your career?
International, honey. Because it's the crazy thing is that I feel like I have been introduced into my own country by American magazines and things like that. And only now people are catching on, because we fear our own things and we fear things that are different, even though they're homegrown. Because I sing in Xhosa, but in an international sound. And even here, like even for a long time, I had a white following. When they don't understand the lyrics, that's when you know that the music is really... It's good, but like people fear things that are different, and therefore they'll probably call it a couple of negative names before they catch on eventually. So the whole point is to do you.
Have you faced any Boo-boo. Negativity?
Huh?
<Boo-boo>.
have you experienced any negativity?
In the industry?
Yeah.
Except for just people not getting it. It's like, oh, who's that girl with the blue hair? What is she doing? Blah, blah. And then you see them a few months later. They come back and be like, oh, you know what? I never used to understand your music. And I listened to your lyrics and I got to understand the science of
the
music.
That's true. People condemn before they even get to know you.
So that's pretty much it. I've not gotten anything like hectic. Yeah.
Junior, we're going to challenge Moonchild. Yes. She's lucky because she's had the opportunity to sit here and watch what we do. So,
yes.
So there are no surprises for you. Okay, mm-hmm. Cool. So Junior's going to play something.
Okay.
And just get creative over it.
Okay.
And let's see what you are able to come up with. We still have Nomi Superstar, who will also be joining us along the way. She's still on her phone at the moment. I believe she's tweeting. And when we come back, she'll join us. More guests lined up. We also have the guys from Vuzu Hustle. They had one of the most heated battles of all time, I think, on local hip-hop shows. So they'll be joining us as well. So that's something to look forward to. Judah, are you ready? Moonchild, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Inside.
Zindo unazone props Bakisa wahita wafunu pita Koti libela uvasanga namhla Sis umlomo wakuya nuka Hama demet uyo kukuka Anazone mfoni zoku zimela Gekisu sulap one attack Yesterday indon inga kiyako Ngalomlo mzo kotaba I abuse it in mouth me. Nandi salandi kinya ezo gems. Inzipo azikai kwa zimbaka. uyathanda nokucontrol gelo xesha ndigqibele siphuza ndiqhwanyaze he usifuna ukungena iteri iyazilengezelela akwazi nokundibambabamba kwincoko uphambili uyaxhoma ikeyiki awukwazi noyisikisisa akwazi nokundibambabamba kwincoko uphambili uyaxhoma ikeyiki awukwazi noyisikisisa That one's dedicated to all the men that go out in the streets, talk about how they hit it, but they don't even know what to do when they're in the bedroom locked in with the girl.
Okay.
Yeah, so those are called Mr. Marquis and Pops.
Wow. Wait, there's still guys who do that?
Oh, plenty.
Have they done that to you?
Oh, I wrote from experience.
So they just go around saying, listen, I hit it.
Not necessarily, but like, you know how you guys floss to each other?
No, but not that's, all guys.
That's what we're supposed to be like. We're supposed to say to each other. We're like, Kuteni singa mando basana. Singa kwasi ukuteti sana. Yintoni le nto yenza ukuthi umuntu angenzeli ntuthi yintoni le eyenza ukuthi umphathe njengesiphukuphuku qala phaku uze endo teni qala phaku uze endo teni masidibanise nezinqa zethu singalilibale ilifa lethu masingalwi ngenxa yalabafana indoda ingakurakisa sana qalapha kom uze endodeni qalapha kom uze endodeni
why do I get hurt when we agree we just sad? Don't owe me any explanations, cause barely I ain't your main chick. Why do I get hurt when we agree we just sad? Don't owe me any explanations, cause barely I ain't your main chick. My reasons were so that I don't have to love, but it don't seem to work. I just hurt. My reasons were so that I don't have to love, but it don't seem to work. I just hurt. I just hurt. I just hurt.
I just hurt.
What are we doing to each other? Don't know what we're doing to one another. What are we doing to each other? Don't know what we're doing to one another. Disappointed again and again and again and again and again and again and again.
Galapago.
Again and again and again and again and again.
Galapago.
Again and again and again and again.
Kwasi ukuthethe sana Gintoni lente yenzu kutu mundu angenzeli ntutu Gintoni lente yenzu kutu mpate njenge spuku fuku Galapako 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 Child and the superstar. That's what we're about. You know what I mean? That's what you. That's what we call quality. You know what I mean? I mean, we're on the same levels. What levels, baby?
Now, would you believe it if I told you that that was unrehearsed?
No, of course. It's about levels, baby. Can
we talk about?
Ihamba, ihamba, ihamba
na
levels. Yeah, when Rory killed it. Oh my God. From Mizart, you got the right. These are three main chicks right now.
Now, I've got a backtrack for you before I let you go. Which one do I? All right, cool. So we are actually going to have our last performance with Nomi Superstar.
Hey.
And we will continue with Moonchild. And we'll also be joined by some of the guys from Vuzu Hustle. So it's about to get hot up in the studio. Remember, we still are live from the iStore. Duncan, are you ready? All right.
So this is a song I did with 37 miles per hour. Can we get it a little bit louder? Okay. One, two, three, come on. Maybe I shouldn't be so direct. The music. Maybe I should try to be a little more coy. Maybe I should try to play hard to get. Maybe I should wait for you to make the first move. Oh, what in life makes it all up to him? Why can't I be the one to pick him up this time? It is what it is. This is what it feels like. You do what you do. You go where it takes you. Where it takes you.
Maybe I could have been a proper young lady. Maybe I should have waited for your girl to leave. But maybe I couldn't be your weekend special. What in life, what a life makes it all up to him. Why can't I be the one to pick him up this time? What in life makes it all up to him? Why can't I be the one to pick him up this time? Why? This is what it feels like. You do what you do. So this is what it is. This is what it feels like.
This
you do what you do. You go where it takes you.
This is home for you. Like it comes so natural for you.
Really?
It just shows in your face. Like this is when you are your happiest, when you're doing this.
Yes, yes, that's true. I'm very happy when I sing it. Very, very happy. It fills me up, you know. And I enjoy performing for people. I'll be performing in Pretoria tomorrow at Youth Space in Sunnyside. And then on the 19th of September, I'm going to be at the Baseline in Joburg. And then on the 29th of November, we're having a huge party at Rockville, at The Rock, The Rock in Rockville. It's a Nomi Superstar party. It's called Summer Butterflies. You come dressed as a butterfly. You come get your face painted. It's a good time, good day, like all day. Refi Sings is going to be there. There's going to be some comedy, great food by Chef of a Gang. Yeah.
Thank
it
you very
is
much.
What it is. This is what it feels like. You do what you do. Let go, let it take you.
Thank you very
let
much.
Let go, let it take you. I'm Nomi Superstar. Follow me at
you?
Nomi Superstar.
Okay.
Nomi Superstar.
My website is www.nomisupasta.com. So it's Nomi Superstar, anywhere you look. Superstar, like superstar.
Please come back. Please come back to the show again.
Fun times were had. Okay. Now there's a CD here for one of your listeners.
Yes.
If somebody can tell me who I did my house track with, go to tweet at Cliff Central. Yeah? The house track that I did, it's called Traveler. It goes, I'm a traveler, I come from the world. If you know that song, which house music producer that's killing it right now?
Yeah.
Which house music producer that I work with? You get that right, you get a copy of my CD. I'm leaving it here with Cliff Central.
Thank you very much. So, yes, with Duncan and Chat for all of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Have yourself a lovely weekend.
Bye, Moonchild.
We'll continue with the show. Moonchild is still hanging out with us. Joining us right now, Shane from Vuzu Hustle.
Hello.
He went out guns blazing. We're not even going to waste any time with him. As soon as he gets on the mic, I want him to ride this beat like a horse. You want to play around on top of this? Okay, cool.
I can't hear. Okay, I hear.
What's up, Shane? Take a seat. Headphones on.
I'm humble beginning, growing in PE, watching TV and wanting to be in it. Moving to Durban, surfing the ocean, smashing every show. Yeah, I beat that chick. Boys would be rapping, I would be singing. Rocket on deck, catalyst would be on beat. The game approached me, started recording. Your tracks.
Alright, cool. So that's Moonchild. Right now we're welcoming to the studio. Well, to this setup here at iStore. This is Shane from Vuzu Hustle. How you doing, bro?
What up, though? All good, man.
Listen, man. Look, before
Can't
we
complain.
Even talk, I think let's just give him a beat. Let's give you a beat.
Yeah, let's do that.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
Y'all
ready? Yeah. Check it. Look, my mic on? Yeah. Look, here you go. Y'all ready? Shane Eagle. Yo, wait for the sequel. The Grim Reaper, the swag hot that burns people. And George drop when they heard I'm local. And blow up in South Africa, then go global. Yo, two doors I'm pimping. Ciroc I be sipping. Swag walk like I'm tripping. I'm ballin', I'm Scottie Pippin. The local dudes, they slipping. Listen, club banger after banger, leave these dudes missing. Yo, I'm so cool, I'm swagging on a lollipop. They thought they so cool until this beat drop. Didn't know the kid, now they asking for a feature. White boy spitting for knack, I'm some creature. Holler at me, dog, I might preach her. Might kick back on some Xbox and pizza. Eyes might follow her like Mona Lisa. And it's the Navy, baby, what a pleasure to meet you. Yo, Shane Eagle, you know I keep a triller. Brown Timberlands, but my skin tone vanilla. I got women by the boatload. I walk in, all these young hitters want a photo. Yeah, what up, though, Cliff Central?
So there you have it, man. We definitely have to talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Your battle against Cass.
Where's Quay? He's late. Where
he
at?
Where is he?
He's
is
stuck
he
in traffic. Yeah, man. He'll be here.
I hope he's not piking out. Now, listen, was it as dramatic for you as it was when we were watching?
I think it was worse. It was like worse than what you guys saw, man.
What were you feeling at the time? Because I think you went in first.
Yeah.
You went in first.
I dropped
and then
my first
he came
one.
In after that. When he came in.
Yeah.
What was going on in your mind at that time?
You know, me and Cass have had this conversation so many times. Because what happened was, AK was like, yo, you guys need a battle now. And I was like, right now? And he's like, yeah. So I just went straight for it, like straight for the throat.
Yeah.
Dropped the verse. And Cass was dizzy, like the first round.
Yeah.
Like hands down, he knows. And then he dropped his verse. Then AK is like, we need to go again.
Yeah.
Went in again. And then, you know, Cass came back. He did his thing and I had to go again, and he went again. So, but it was nerve-wracking, man, because I'm not really a battle rapper, you know?
Yeah.
And when you're placed in a situation where you need a battle, you got to do what you got to do, bro. So.
Now, do you feel that you were under much more pressure because of how AKA sort of had his attention on you.
Yeah, man. AK, he was great, you know, from the beginning, you know, he...
He seemed a little bit hard on you.
In the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you could say he developed like a sort of...
A bit respect.
Of respect, you know, as we went. But you know what it was? It was before the challenge. He came down. I don't know if you saw the episode. And he was like, you know, you guys, we got to make sure you kill it. And, you know, he came, dropped some pearls of wisdom.
Yeah.
But it was more like pearls of pressure. You know, he came through and he did that. But it was hectic. It was hectic, you know.
Do you think... what do you think of the fact that... okay, obviously, is the show done yet? When is the finale?
Next week, I think, we film it.
Okay,
right. Next week, we film.
What do you think of the fact that you're out?
You know, it's a bit disappointing that I'm not in the finale, but I'm happy. At the same time, like, I'm blessed because it's opened up a lot. I don't know if it's opened up a lot for a lot of guys, but it's opened a lot for me.
All right.
And the thing that makes me happy and satisfies me is the fact, the way that I left. You know, a lot of people... left in a bad way, like you know, they got sent home, like you gotta leave. The fact that Doomy came down to me and was like, bruv, I know that you're leaving, but I got respect for you. Like, after what you did in that room, I got a lot of respect for you. And you know, like I said, it was just from the first challenge all the way to the end. It was just, you know, from, I just inclined.
Among all the judges, is there one particular judge that you wish to do a song with?
I do a song with all of them. I got a lot of respect for all of them. Like, equally, you know. But AKA, I would definitely do a record with AKA. Do a song with Doomy, if I could. Do a song with Ghoulie, if I could. And all the guest judges, you know. I got so much respect for all of them. And the other thing I was telling one of my homies is, you know, when you're not in the industry, it's easy to judge someone's music when you've never met them and be like, I could do better than that. And you can't really until you get to meet them. Because when you meet them, then you understand and you pay a certain amount of respect, you know. So, but all of them, man. But AKA, I'd do a record with AKA, definitely.
Do you think you've grown since you've been a part of the show?
Too much, bro. Too much. You know, you walked in, just a normal, ordinary rapper, everyday rapper with just, you know, street skills, and you left like a business, more business inclined, more respect, you know, for a lot of things, not just rapping, in detail, like everybody in the industry, you know. So I've grown a lot, especially on the business end, you know, how to take care of my business now. That type of stuff,
Now, of all the challenges that you were put through, what challenge did you enjoy the most?
The freestyle challenge, hands down, with Reason. Your Reason is one of the chillest people I ever met, you know. So, the freestyle challenge was real dope.
Okay.
Because if you probably only notice now that I'm saying that, but if you go back and, like, play the tape, you just see how everyone is just relaxed. Like, everyone is just chilled back because he has that aura and that vibe, you know. So, yeah, the freestyle challenge was my favorite, hands down.
All right, we're hanging out with Shane from Boozoo Castle. We're going to wrap up with Moonchild and welcome yet another guest joining us shortly. Moonchild, what are you up to in terms of projects, music, performances?
I'm currently working on the second album, so we're going to be releasing a single soon. There's a single that's out currently on iTunes, which is me and Uhuru from the Coca-Cola Fusion project.
Yeah.
And I'm preparing. That's next year. So, like, I'm just working on a lot of stuff. I'm recording, doing shoots. I've got a show on the 26th. I'm doing studio shoots as well, but it's stuff that's going to air probably, like, end of the year to next year. Doing scripts for theatre stuff, acting. So, and my fashion range is now getting stored in London. So,
fashion range? Stuff, tell us quickly about that.
I'm a fashion designer. Like, I dress your Toyas. I've done, like, I've dressed her from her first album. It's my girl, Busiswa. I've done for Casper. I've done videos, like, video, aka Tresor. So, I do, like, music videos. Vanessa MD from Tanzania. So, I do music videos, styling, and
Thank you very much for coming through. You've been such a good spot. I would love to have you back here again. Mm-hmm. Can you promise us that you'll come back again?
I promise to come back. I'm always here. Hey?
Yeah, anytime you have a project, anytime. Even when you get new hair. What next is it? What's the next color?
I want this to be the national anthem first before I move on.
Okay. Yeah. So is this the only color you have?
I was red for 7 years.
Oh, you were red?
That's actually when I met Gareth on Idols 2010.
Oh, nice. So you were red before, now it's blue.
I've been red. It's teal, bluish green.
Oh, it's teal.
Yeah, it's the moon mop.
Are you teal everywhere where you have hair?
I'm a rainbow.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, okay. It's a mood child. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
Pick up yourself.
Ciao.
We'll continue with Shane, and I'm going to set him up with the beat as we speak.
Yeah, let's do that.
Now, we welcome another guest shortly. I'll tell you who it is.
Who that?
But in the meantime...
Who that?
In the meantime... Hey. Okay. I need you to just write. This is what you're known for.
Yeah.
For rapping. Off the cuff.
You ain't got something faster, though?
Okay,
I
cool.
got something for you. Maybe switch it up. Let's hear what you got. Because I see you got a nice chain on. I know you got a nice chain. I know you got some nice beats. Yeah.
This is something from the 90s.
Hey. Problems. Yeah. Look. You ready? Yo. And just to say, I'm rocking my Jordans today. I had to bring my Jordans out. Easy. I'm always rocking my J's. Look. I ain't gonna drop till you listening. You listening? Ready?
Okay.
Look. Look. You got problems? Nah. You probably miss your mommy. 22 J's, you boys just rocking Tommy's. Me, I keep it swaggy with my team. Pants sagging so low, the J's is on cream. Me, I keep it swaggy to the bone. Skirt, I pull up with my wheels all chrome. And I'm sick of the wage, being on the minimum. And I don't lift my arms cause my swag is probably killing them. You feeling them? Leave a bit of taste like cinnamon. Pull up in a whip, yeah I'm riding solo. Did it by myself, yeah I'm riding solo. These dudes didn't catch that line like high froyo. When eagle in the building, they gon' dive like I'm the popo. The Navy put me on the radar, radar. It's the cash in the radar. Never miss a shot, just call me Don Adar. I pull up in the Lolo, and this is a freestyle though. But I could go miles like a dude on the Lolo. Yeah, it's Cliff Central, my dude. And I'm swaggy down from the head to the boo. Yo, iPhone chillin', I need to get the new one. I just broke it, but it's cool, I'm the cool son, I got a gold chain neck though. Black J's, work my J's on the retro. I'm out of Cliff Central, what up Gary Cliff? I might drop a freestyle on the idol riff. It's Shane Eagle, you know I keep a thriller. Brown Timberlands, but the skin tone vanilla. I got women by the boatload. I walk in, all these young hitters wanna photo. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah I keep it redaw. Swag on the retard, yeah I do the redaw. I might snatch Nicki Minaj.
Shane Eagle, killing it, man. Yo, shout out to you, man. So singles, what's happening with that?
Ooh, a lot. I got a, I'm just waiting for Big Star. Shout out, good luck, and shout out to Big Star Johnson. You know, he's still in the final.
Yeah.
But we got a big record. When I say big record, look me in my eyes. Say, you know, it's called, I don't know if I'm allowed to say, but it's called Way Up. With Big Star Johnson, he's in the final, you know. So, and it's voting, you know, so shout out, you know, vote for Big Star Johnson, vote for Shabzy Medallion.
He's talented.
Just go to WeChat and then search the tag Vuzu Hustle and then choose whoever you want to vote for, you know.
All right, stay put. We're coming back with the JR, who's already here. In fact, we got a brand new song from
the
him.
Man himself.
It's called Deny, features Anati. In the background, JR is joining us shortly. And Shane Eagle is still here as well until the end of the show.
I didn't even see. Yeah.
Oh boy, why you wanna deny me? I know you will never deny it. I do, don't care, you like me. As long as you never try to fight it. Oh boy, why you wanna deny me? I know you will never deny it. I do, don't care, you like me. As long as you never try to fight it.
Don't deny it. Don't deny me, don't decide you're gonna deny me your body. But you give out, you give back, all the stuff is about the dick, take a dip, mama side it. Why won't I run out of it? Shumarae, Lumarae, Munarae, Subarae, La Tela Strati, Nafi Dabu, Jotivae, Tarabae, Fatabae, Ratabae, Nyala, but that's a big way to come to.
Don't deny it. vibes got me on the right.
Yeah, cause I'm riding around the city with the ceiling down. Everything coming in the big amount. Making movies that they can't play in the cinema. With some foreign girls and some names that I can't pronounce. Wanna go swimming in the bank account. Never heard you say please, didn't mama teach you manners now.
Don't deny it. Don't deny it. Don't you fight it.
It's a brand new one from JR in the company of Nati. The song is called Deny. This man has been killing every hook, I think, in the past year.
Yeah.
You've been on every hook slaying, boss.
And I've been on the hooks that matter.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
The hit records. But I mean, you know, it's always a blessing to work with like-minded artists and guys who obviously always have something to push and an agenda to prove, you know what I mean?
No, I like that. So you deliberately did that. Like you choose who you work with?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I choose to firstly, I chose to take a sabbatical of like the music forefront, like 2013.
Yeah.
And that was the period where, you know, I was more on the producing and the songwriting side. Then I produced the Levels album. You know what I mean? So all my energy was focused into that kind of scenario. So from that, obviously, that was my business card. I always call it my business card, you know, because that's what made all the jobs happen after that. So, you know, I always don't choose who I work with, but I choose to work with people who have a different perspective to music and people who want to do something different and not guys who want to necessarily ride the wave.
Now, Deny, let's talk about this one
particular
song. Mm-hmm. You're obviously working on an album.
Maybe.
Okay, it's not guaranteed as yet.
Well, I mean, maybe. The way the music business is set up is that there's the, you know, so I feel like I just need to put out more songs.
Okay.
And give the market more. I mean, music has become what is called a disposable art, like Master Ace said it, you know. So right now, music is like you like drinking a can of Coke, you know. When you're done with it, you throw it away. So, you know, albums are really needed, but, you know, if we have them, how long do we listen to them? 1 month, then it's done. You spend 300,000 rand recording an album for it to last 1 month, you know what I mean? So sometimes that's not feasible. So we're trying to look at alternative means of distribution within the music industry. Not necessarily CD, might not be necessarily digital, but could be other platforms of, you know, of reach as well. So that's what we're looking into. And as soon as we find that strategy, then we'll probably think about releasing an album.
Are you happy with the state of hip hop at the moment?
I'm excited. I mean, about the state of every, I'm happy about every
music
genre. Yeah, I mean, Afro Soul, you know, with the Nati. And like the new guy Nati, I'm happy about the Anatis coming out, the Caspars, the AKAs, and the, you know, the Kuli Chana songs, the No Lie, you know. So I'm happy about everything, man. I think South Africa as a whole, when it comes to music, is just growing so much, and we're actually getting to identify our sound.
Yeah.
I think hip hop is still struggling to identify a sound that is South African, but we're very, very close. And when it comes to the continent, you know, no one can touch us when it comes to hip hop.
Look, what is the winning streak for you? You talked about you've been on every hook that matters, and clearly whatever you're on turns out to be a hit. What is the winning formula for you?
I don't know, man. It's just to write the best music I can. You know, I'm not really big on writing hooks, so mostly you find that what happens to be a hook in a song start out as a whole song, you know, and what is the hook was probably a section in a chorus. I mean, a section in a verse. So I'm not really big on like saying I'm gonna write the best hook, but I'm big on writing the best songs I can, you know. And I said the other day that I might not be the best at what I do, but I get better every day. So I always challenge myself to kind of push it as often as I can.
Look, I have to be honest, I think you're one of the most fascinating performers of our time and songwriters of our time, because everything we've been listening to on a high rotation in every, you know, mainstream media, you know, you're dominating. So clearly you've got your pulse on, your finger on the pulse of what people want to hear at the moment. How do you stay afloat in terms of what people want to hear? What people would respond to?
I mean, you stay afloat by basically creating your own road, you know, and not following paths. A lot of times, 99% of the time, I'm in studio with people who will say, oh, but this sound is booming overseas, we need to do that. Or this sound is booming wherever, we need to do that. And I like to work with guys who set their own paths, you know what I mean? Guys who are individuals and guys who aren't afraid to explore. But that for me is the most important thing about writing music, because music is honesty, and you need to be as honest in your craft as possible. And once you're honest in the music, then everything just sort of falls into place. But I think we need to be more honest with our music. And I think as writers and musicians in South Africa, we need to respect that craft, you know. And I was with, you know, Robbie Malinga, you know, like, yeah, and Robbie was saying to me, you know, in his genre, he's like the Jesus Christ, you know what I mean? So people always say in the name of Robbie Malinga, amen, you know. So, and I mean, when you're allowed a space like that to be calling yourself that, it's because you always, you're not afraid to take risks. You always want to try new things and you always want to push the boundary. And I want to be that guy who always wants to do new things.
All right, in the interest of time, we're going to take our last performance.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Junior over there, just play some keys. If you're feeling him, come up with something, drop a verse. Shane, we would like for you to join us as well. Alright, cool. So we're out of time. So Junior, get cracking.
With the genius himself here.
You tell him.
Hey man, the key. Much pressure.
If you want to speed it up, it's cool.
No, it's fine.
Okay, cool.
So
can I drop?
Yeah. You wanna go first?
I have to let you go first. I cannot. I had to let you.
Hey man, I haven't done this in a long time, man.
No, it's cool. It's cool, bro.
Let's see what happens. So, Lord, give me power, give me my final hour, and a Rolex box on top of the Eiffel Tower. Yelling bonjour mon ami, yeah, comment ça va? And reply saying merci, bonjour et toi. See, I said no more to being home alone, and no more clubbing with women that I don't even know, and no more driving in Benzes that I don't even know. Hey. Yelling in the VIP, I got money to blow, but wait, that is the situation. People get drunk quick and create a conversation, hoping that later on there'd be some fornication. But women leave you high and dry, at least the masturbation. So, dear Lord, give me your way, yeah. In the S-Class and the Vineyard in Cape Town, sipping mellow and Pinot Noir in the daytime. Conference calls with Motipa and Keza. And please, give me women who understand that men lie and that's why she my better half. As I grow, she'll grow and have to learn to prepare. And one day she'll come home and find me in my underwear. Please, make me white man rich. White linen, white women, white bad bitch. White economy, but with my big black dick. White economy, but with my big black dick. Watching Bluebird TV on replay. Getting everybody go when the beat say. I'm riding a full show when I be there. Man, I'm losing it right now. We'll do it every day. But dear Lord, I pray to you that you make it better. Dear Lord, I pray to you that my pockets get fatter. That I get faster and that I get better than everybody watching me. But I know I'm getting chatter today. Nigga, we on Cliff Central. Yeah. Nigga, we got potential, but we past potential. All we doing right now is keep it local. You know that we keep it central, but hey, man, I probably sorry I'm late. I was off. You know. Hey, man, you killed me with that laugh.
Yo, can we slow it down? Yeah.
You got 1 minute.
Look. Because nowadays they burn bridges before they cross them. The bad people stay, but your good ones, you lost them. The sky is the limit, he feeling like you can't stop him. He going for the hoop, they cheering and you can't block him. Yeah, and everybody know love, and everybody know that you can't find it in clubs. And everybody play doctor without no scrubs. And the streets show no love, man, the streets show drugs. And everybody wanna be Drake and the Kendrick Lamar. But I'll be good with my new chain and a chick in a car. But I'll be good with my new chain and a spot on the chart. But I'll be good if I took 20 shots to the heart. Man, I'ma blow up. And I'ma blow up. No sleep, man, I'm working till I throw up. Man, I'ma blow up. And I'ma blow up. I had to be a man, I had to grow up. Since I was a snotty nosed nigga, had to pray to God that in my mama house bigger. Yeah.
I think there's something special about when a colored guy says nigga. It just makes it international.
Guys, we're out of time. Thanks on the JR. Thank you very much, man. So we're looking forward to more singles. The video dropping soon.
The video's dropping end of September.
Okay.
The Denied video is coming out. And I just want to say, man, like, I was a real fan of you on the show. You, nice. Big Star Johnson.
Man, I really appreciate that.
I think, you know, you were my two to qualify. So well done, brother.
Big up.
And, really appreciate
you know, it. You know, whenever you feel like coming through to a real record company, give me a call.
There you have it, man.
Yeah.
It's set in stone.
Nice one.
Thanks a lot, Shane Eagle.
Only
please
a pleasure,
come back
bro.
Here.
Yeah.
After the rest of the guys come out, come back here and come back with Cass as well.
So make sure y'all watch the finale too. The finale.
I think you're going to have a big career, man.
Yeah,
I feel it in my bones, you know.
Okay.
Really appreciate that, Jer. Really appreciate that, man.
To the rest of the team, thank you very much, Duncan, Greg, behind the scenes, Kat for production, and Junior.
Thanks,
on
man.
Keys, and to all my guests, thank you very much.
Shout out.
Yeah. I'm off to Boards with Kulichana tonight out at Absolute, and tomorrow I'm at Khabora International. Festival alongside Gareth. So yeah, man, it's going to be a big weekend. Shout out to all of you guys.
You need that.
We're out of here, man. Thanks.
This is CliffCentral.com.